Hi everyone, my name is David Strain and welcome to Life Toward God, a devotional from the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi. This week we're focusing on some of the biblical teaching on the great subject of prayer. Before we begin, let's hear a few verses from the scriptures to help prepare us to worship God. Listen to Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow weary or faint. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Our opening prayer today was written by the German reformer Martin Luther. Let's pray together. O Father of all mercy and God of all comfort, strengthen and uphold us by your Spirit. You command that we should wait on him until the reason for our trials shall appear. For you do not for your own pleasure permit us to be tortured and grieved. In fact, you do not permit any evil to be done unless you can make it to serve a good purpose. You see our distress and weakness. Therefore, you will help and deliver us, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our reading today comes from Romans chapter 8 at the 26th verse. This is the word of God. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Amen, and we thank God for his holy word. So here we're discussing and reflecting on the work of the Holy Spirit in particular, in the ministry of prayer. Yesterday we heard the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6 say, take up the armour of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, depending on the help of the Spirit. And here in Romans 8 we learn more about the ministry of the Spirit enabling us to pray. And first of all, we are reminded not about the Spirit's work actually, but about our weakness. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. In the context of Romans chapter 8, Paul has just been discussing the fallenness of creation. And now, in the context of a broken world, he reminds us of our own weaknesses. Specifically, that weakness manifests itself so often, doesn't it? How true this rings in our experience. It manifests itself by us not knowing what to pray for as we ought. We're reminded of our weaknesses. We feel the need of prayer. We're overwhelmed. Our burdens are pressing down on us. We're struggling. And so we go to pray and we don't know how to put it into words. And words fail us. And it seems to misfire. You know, we've lit the touch paper on the fireworks of prayer and it just sort of fizzles out and it doesn't go anywhere. So we're reminded of our weakness. It's wonderful when the scriptures speak to us with such realism and honesty. We find ourselves here. I'll be the first to admit, maybe you would join me, when it comes to prayer, we're not clever, sophisticated. We don't have it down. I'm not going to write a book on prayer anytime soon. Prayer is hard. I'm weak. And I need help. God himself is our helper. That's what Paul says. The Spirit helps in our weakness. How does he do that? Well, we're told the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Now, again, in the context, this is the third time we're told about groaning. There are two other groans earlier in the chapter. Creation itself, subjected to futility, groans, longing for the new creation when all things will be made new. And then Paul says, we ourselves, in verses 22 and 23, we ourselves likewise groan inwardly, is the same language that's used here, as we eagerly await the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. We're groaning. And we all know right now, perhaps as keenly as ever, the reality of life in a fallen world. We're groaning, feeling, longing for the day when weakness will be replaced by strength, when bodily limitations will be undone, when all things will be made new, when viruses are gone, when creation itself is transformed and all swept up along with us into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. So we're groaning, we're longing, and the Holy Spirit takes those groans, Paul says, and makes them eloquent in the ears of God as they arise from our hearts. There are groans too deep for words, inarticulate. Aches of the heart, your prayers, your heart aches as you throw them Godward, are eloquent in the throne room of heaven. And we're told that he who searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. That's an interesting phrase. I take he who searches the heart there to be a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, who later on is also called our intercessor. The Lord Jesus Christ knows what is the mind of the Spirit as the Spirit intercedes for us with groans too deep for words. Because there's a fellowship, a union and communion between Christ in his exalted glory at the right hand of God and the Spirit of Christ in the heart of the Christian. He who searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So that Christ's prayers at the throne of glory in heaven for us, and the Spirit's intercession at the throne of grace in our hearts, in us, sweetly comply. They agree. They cohere. So that it's not because of the eloquence of our praying, not because we pray flowery, sophisticated prayers, but because God in Christ by his Spirit is so profoundly committed to us that he invites us and enables us to enter into fellowship with him through prayer. And he takes our earnest longings for things that are agreeable to his will, and he turns them heavenward, and by the Spirit and through the righteousness of Christ, they are heard before the throne of God. What precious comfort and encouragement there is for us when words fail, when all you've got is a tear and a sigh and an ache and a groan. Those sometimes are the clearest and loudest prayers in the ears of your Father who loves you. No one ever hurled their heart longings toward the throne of God when those longings are for righteousness, for freedom from sin's remnants in our lives, when those longings are for the kingdom to come, for an end of suffering and sickness, for the overthrow of the kingdom of darkness, for the establishment of churches that preach the gospel, for the salvation of our children. No one ever hurled such longings toward God and found God saying, well, you know, if you'd just tried a bit harder to be perhaps a little more poetic, I might listen to you. No, no, he hears in your inarticulate groans a mighty plea, which through the merits of Jesus Christ and by the work of the Holy Spirit, he delights to hear and answer in his time and for his glory. Take encouragement, struggling Christian, as you labour to pray. If all you've got is a sigh or a groan or a tear, know that the Lord hears your cries and delights to give his attention to you. Let's pray together. Lord, it is true that often words, we run out of words. We don't know what to say. We feel the burden and the need of you. We feel the urgency of prayer, and our language lets us down, and we're struggling, and all we have is a groan. It is a sigh. It's a sob. Thank you so much for the intercessory ministry of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, and for the intercessory ministry of our High Priest, the Lord Jesus, at your right hand, because of whom the Spirit and the Son, even our tears and sobs and cries, are heard with eloquence in the throne room of heaven and are met with a welcome in the ears of the Father. Receive our praise and help us then not to shrink back because we don't have the words, but to pour out our hearts longing for your glory and your grace, however we are able, knowing that you hear us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening to Life Toward God. You can find out more information about the First Presbyterian Church or view previous episodes by going to www.fpcjackson.org.